think it would be fair to say these last 6 months have been tough. And they've been especially tough for those of us who have been unable to travel to see places and people that we love. My next guest has taken an artistic look at this sense of longing. Andy Pachkova is a Ukrainian-born, Russian-raised, Harvard-educated, ex-Wall Street lawyer, now a passionate artist, surfer, and mother of three busy school-aged boys. Oh God, I'm weary just talking about Andy's life. But her second solo show is currently on at Stanley Street Gallery in Darlinghurst. Now, it's titled Fernware, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and Andy will probably correct me when she comes on. And it's called Fernware Into the Blue, and it's a further exploration of a sense of longing. Now, it's actually a German word meaning far sickness or a longing for a faraway, unexplored place. Now, we're in the last week of the exhibition, and it's a fabulous time to have Andy join us and talk a little bit more about the show. Andy, how are you?
Oh, yes. Hi, Willie. I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
And okay, how do I pronounce Fernva?
I think that sounds about right. I'm also not a specialist in German language, so I did attempt it in high school for 1 year and then quickly, you know, retrieved it back into English, Ukrainian, Spanish, and Russian. So it's Fernware, and fern means far and where means sickness. So like you explained it absolutely correctly, it's longing for faraway places where you haven't been yet, or maybe even if you have been to those places, it's nostalgia for those places. And really, it's nostalgia for exploration. It's that desire that, you know, life is more than it would appears to be in the here and in the now.
You have moved countries a great deal. When did you first come to consciousness of this sense of longing for faraway places?
Oh my gosh, that is such a wonderful question. I have moved quite a bit, you know, due to the circumstances of my family first, and then, you know, partly through some choices that I made, and then, you know, coming full circle again through the circumstances of the family.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think even before I came into this sort of full consciousness of, you know, understanding the feelings and the words to describe the feelings. I think before I even had the words for the feelings, I always had that longing. Like, even as a child, I know it may sound a bit surprising, but there was something that I felt that, you know, life had to offer that was just more than what appeared, you know, through the eyes of the everyday. And you know, partly it could be because I was longing for freedom. You know, I grew up in the Soviet Union when there was an iron curtain. For someone young like yourself, it's probably, you know, like another age altogether.
I've heard of it. I can't say.
I feel old saying that. But yes, I'm basically a child of, you know, mid to late 70s. And so in the 80s growing up, you know, I definitely experienced that longing to, you know, go overseas and explore and travel and see other cultures. But, you know, Soviet Union was so isolated from the Western Europe and, you know, the States. And, you know, of course, Australia wasn't even on the map, I don't think, when I was growing up for me. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that has been with me for a long time.
Do you see it in any of your boys?
Yes, I definitely see it in those things are sort of, you know, not necessarily hereditary. Some of my sons are adopted, actually. And it's actually in my adopted son, Misha, who I see that sort of longing for other experiences and other places and other sort of almost in a way, it's like a artistic imagination, I would say. You know, it's that desire to and willfulness to conceive of worlds other than the ones that are readily available when you go, you know, in your neighborhood to the groceries or the dry cleaners and just doing mundane things, you know, to school. Like, it's sort of like that, I don't know, it's like a very curious, wandering imagination and soul.
prior to 2020, international travel was readily accessible and I would say pretty affordable. How do you feel access plays into this sense of longing?
Oh, that's, again, a lovely question. Yes, definitely. You know, I think that being in the absolutely, you know, necessary and life-saving lockdown is still, you know, the big part of us, collective consciousness understands that it's necessary and it's temporary, right? Or at least we hope so. But then, you know, there's another part where that, you know, freedom of everyday movement is sort of taken away. And it's something that is so fundamental in the Western society that you sort of take it for granted because you grow up with this idea, oh, I'll just go here for the weekend, or, you know, in the global world, you know, a lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us have relatives, friends overseas, and, you know, and we speak other languages, we want to explore those cultures, or we go for work. My husband goes for work overseas quite a bit. And so, you know, that sort of accessibility, I guess, doesn't make it, you know, an everyday experience. I mean, it's still very special, but it does make it sort of like part of your, you know, vocabulary, about part of your, like, sort of like, sensory vocabulary about your life, right? So travel is a part of your life.
Yes.
And when that part is no longer accessible, I suppose it reshuffles things. You know, it's like this deck of cards that's missing some cards. So now, you know, of course, we have to process that fact and we have to deal well with the cards that we have. But I also think that, you know, for artists necessarily, it's not necessarily... a big part of our journey is to be physically in the place. You know, I always believe that imagination is the last frontier for exploration because, you know, look at us, we've been all over the world, we've gone to the moon, you know, sent explorers into Mars. And I think that, you know, there is that sort of a sense of exploration that can go inward perhaps during the lockdown and restrictions on travel. And I hope that that is reflected in my work as well.
When you were compiling the pieces, when you were creating the pieces for the show, what was the sense of the feeling that you had?
I think mostly, you know, but I picked up about 2 years ago surfing. In fact, my whole family did. First, it was my partner and I, and the kids also picked it up. And, you know, we subsequently bought a little place in, you know, in the surfing community of Byron Bay. And so we really love the water and, you know, being exploring it that way. And so, you know, I think that it's sort of like it's a joyful, definitely joyful feeling. Mm. But there is a bit, you know, when I was creating the pieces, but there is a bit of that, you know, sort of maybe longing and nostalgia, because as a surfer in my sort of middle ages, you know, I realized that, you know, things like pipeline, and I'm only half joking. I mean, obviously it's out of bounds for me. I realize that. But, you know, there is a part of me that sort of, you know, dreams of other possibilities. What life would have been like if, let's say, I grew up in Australia, you know, somewhere in Coolangatta, or, you know, even on northern beaches, and was a great surfer and could explore the world that way. So there is a little bit of that sadness there for perhaps maybe some of the lost possibilities of exploration, and also perhaps a little bit of nostalgia for youth and realization that time is really ticking very fast.
Yes. Oh my God. That's just, it's so true. I mean, I bet you, you know, I bet you flick back and you can see like your 10-year-old self, and you know, it seems like just yesterday and now, but there's so much been in your life, so much travel, so much opportunity, so much growth. But then it's amazing, this inward exploration that we have in ourselves, that yes, you can still long for more, or long for others.
Yes, absolutely. For other alternative, I guess, alternative on Jana, on Jana's lives. And, you know, that, like you were saying, the 10-year-old, you know, I see that in my kids all the time. You know, with, when they're little, it's just everyone tells you, oh, you know, enjoy them, they'll grow up so fast. And it's a cliche, really. And so you sort of wince at it when you have kids first and you think, like, what does that mean? But then, you know, all of a sudden they're like this, like, really substantial, you know, human beings taking most of the couch, and you sort of like trying to squeeze in, and you think, wait a second, just 10 years ago you were babies. What happened?
I once had a family friend say to me, oh, my God, one day I was 20 and the next day I woke up and I was 44 with three kids, and I could not tell you where those 20 years went.
That's exactly me right now. Yeah, I know. Where did those 20 years go? I think I'm nostalgic partly for those years as well.
For the surfer girl, Andy.
Yes, the 20-year-old could have been. My 20-year-old was, you know, working very, very hard trying to, you know, study for a scholarship to go to the United States. And it was super competitive back then in the Soviet Union because, you know, so many young kids who had, you know, good abilities for studying wanted to get out of the Soviet Union and explore the world and get better life opportunities. And so I was competing against hundreds, if not thousands, of other very clever and very hardworking people. So my 20s really were just in the library.
Yeah, right. Just grinding it out. Well, well, it paid off because you got there, right?
Now I get to go surfing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Andy, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do wish you all the very best with the show. It's still currently on at Stanley Street Gallery in Darlinghurst, so people can get along and check it out. And also all the sales are obviously for work online as well if you can't get to the gallery directly.
That's great. Thanks so much, Willie. I'm really happy to be here on the show. Thank you.
Have a great day, Andy.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.